This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. China and the United States holding their first ever law enforcement and cybersecurity talks in Washington, D.C. Chinese State Councilor Guo Shengkun, who's also the Minister of Public Security, co-chairing the discussions with U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Acting Secretary of Homeland Security Elaine Duke. As part of their discussions, the two sides say they've managed to reach consensus on issues including anti-terrorism, illegal drugs, cyber crimes, as well as the repatriation of criminal suspects. However, the two sides have not formalized an extradition treaty. This round of talks, part of a four-tiered communication mechanism set up during the meeting between Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump in Florida back in April. Close to a dozen U.S. sailors from the USS Ronald Reagan taking part in mid-autumn celebrations with students from Hong Kong as part of a stopover in the southern Chinese port. Students from the Pocock Primary School, among the hundreds of students from Hong Kong who have taken part in the U.S. tour carrier. The nuclear-powered USS Ronald Reagan arriving in Hong Kong on Monday as part of a five-day port of call. Around 5,000 U.S. sailors now in Hong Kong as part of the stopover. Commander of the U.S. Carrier Strike Group also meeting with members of the Chinese People's Liberation Army garrison in Hong Kong as part of the stay. Soldiers from Bangladesh have begun setting up Chinese relief tents sent to accommodate Rohingya refugees crossing into the country from Myanmar. The Chinese relief tents will be able to accommodate tens of thousands of people. Tent supply is part of a second batch of materials from the Chinese government, which have been dispatched to southern Bangladesh. This is where an estimated 400,000 Rohingya Muslims have poured over the border amid sectarian violence, which has been taking place northwestern Myanmar since early spring. New stats out of Angola suggest China continues to be that country's largest buyer through the first quarter of this year. Angolan stats show that China accounts for nearly two-thirds of that country's total exports. This accounts for just over $5 billion U.S. dollars, up nearly 97% year-on-year. At the same time, the Angolan government reporting imports from China are down around 30% through the same period. U.S. President Donald Trump meeting privately with victims of the Las Vegas mass shooting. He's also taken time to praise staff at the Las Vegas hospitals. At the same time, Trump also says it's not time yet to discuss the issue of gun control, despite steps already being taken by select U.S. Congress members to try to revive legislation connected to silencers. Sunday shooting leaving at least 59 dead and over 520 others hurt. It ranks as the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history. Ukraine's president putting out two bills connected to the eastern region of Donbass. One draft calls for the reintegration of the Kursk region through the Minsk peace agreements. The other calling for the granting of a special status of Donbass for a one-year agreement if certain conditions put forward by Kiev are approved. Ukrainian forces launching military operations against armed groups in 2014. Those groups said to be backed by Russian separatists seizing cities and towns in the Donbass region and declaring independence from Ukraine. Researchers based in the U.S., U.K., and Switzerland being awarded the Nobel Prize in Chemistry. Jacques Dubochet, Joachim Frank, and Richard Henderson have been awarded the prize for developing cryo-electron microscopy. This is used for the high-resolution images which can be found in biomolecules. Nobel Chemistry Committee member Hein Lenker saying this is a major scientific achievement. This year's prize, 9 million kroners, or 1.1 million U.S. dollars, and will be shared by the three laureates. In sports, Peng Shuai through to the third round of the China Open. Tianjin native getting past unseeded Monica Nicolaescu of Romania in straight sets. Set to take on ninth-seeded Yelena Ostapenko in the third round. Other action from the men's side, it was a farmer's paradise, all seeds moving through. Third-seeded Grigor Dimitrov getting past Juan Martin Del Parcho in straight sets. 8-seeded Nick Kyrgios of Australia, though, needing 3 sets to get past Misha Zverev of Russia, 3-6, 2-6, 2-6. The Fast and the Furious team putting the brakes on the 9th installment of the franchise. Universal Pictures saying that the film's release will move back a year to April 10th, 2020. It was originally set for a release in April 2019. Studio not offering a reason for the shift. Latest film in the action series, The Fate of the Furious, coming out earlier this year, went on to gross $1.2 billion U.S. dollars worldwide. Franchise featuring stars including Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez earning more than $5 billion U.S. dollars worldwide to date. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.